By Barb Brower. Contributor. The Columbia Shuswap Regional District Board was given a report card on service delivery in electoral area F at the April 20th board meeting in Salmon Arm. Alan Nielsen of Nielsen Strategies began an issues identification study of the North Shuswap in May 2023, but the report was placed on a five-month hiatus due to the Bush Creek East wildfire. The purpose of the study was to document and explain the local governance system and local services in place in Electoral Area F, engage its residents to understand their concerns with local governance or services, as well as their service and governance needs, and identify, assess and recommend changes the CSRD could make to address the issues and needs brought forward. The report reviews in great detail the community engagement process and its many findings, including a lack of trust in the CSRD on several fronts, costs of services and a need to have more say in what happens in the North Shuswap. The CSRD provides 36 services to residents in the North Shuswap, identified in the report under seven categories: administration, development, protective, environmental and community services, utilities and economic promotion. Residents were advised of the services the regional district does not provide: roads and subdivision, provincial parks, police, schools, health and private utilities, and the federal government's role in the placement and condition of mooring buoys. Residents were offered opportunities to communicate their opinions and needs at two in-person open houses. Comments related to the 2023 Bush Creek East wildfire and ongoing recovery efforts were raised by several participants. A number of issues were raised in Englemont: bylaw enforcement to support building and zoning bylaws, and to address illegal dumping, the placement of trailers on properties, the presence of unregistered vehicles, on-site sewage concerns, unsightly premises and more. Concerns about CSRD administration costs, management of funds and costs in providing services that are not adequately benefiting the area, a desire for greater input into land use and planning decisions, and a lack of trust in the CSRD as the local government and service provider. Frustration over a perceived lack of respect for the North Shuswap and a lack of accountability were also expressed. Read more. Incorporation not a consideration for North Shuswap issues study. Read more. Shuswap group pleased to see wildfire concerns recognized by BC Task Force. Residents who attended the Solista open house provided comments on some of the same topics, but also raised points about sewer and water constraints on development, a perceived inactivity in liquid waste management services, rebuilding the library, a perceived lack of value for funds spent on emergency preparedness, and a lack of affordable housing in the area. Written input from residents who attended one of the in-person open houses provided two major takeaways. The bylaw enforcement service was graded with an F, fail, and identified as one that is in need of improvement, more than any other CSRD service. The second takeaway identified a desire for more opportunities for input from Area F residents in local decision-making. Residents also had their say in an online survey, 582 of which were partially completed and 383 were fully completed. Respondents raised many of the issues identified in the in-person meetings. To meet the need for greater community involvement, Nielsen recommended the CSRD establish an Electoral Area F Local Advisory Committee, comprised of local residents, to assist the Area F Director in providing advice and recommendations to the Director and through the Director to the Board on a wide range of issues. The report also recommends the board consider initiating a non-statutory service review of bylaw enforcement, development services and building inspection services to examine and address the concerns of North Shuswap communities, as well as the concerns of communities in other participating jurisdictions. Area Director Karen Cathcart said a local advisory committee was set up in her area when she was first elected to the board in 2014. One of the points you made, which is absolutely essential, is the trust issue with respect to CSRD, although I'm not sure if it's with CSRD or really local government, she said, pointing out the advisory committee meetings in the community are a critically important part of engaging the residents, who bring their issues forward for discussion. Through this process, it has alleviated a lot of that mistrust because it educates the public about what local government is and is not. But Cathcart also pointed out the advisory committee requires staff time in providing expert advice and that it requires a huge commitment on the part of the area director to undertake the process in a consistent manner with agendas and reports. Directors voted unanimously to accept the report, and CSRD Board Chair Kevin Flynn noted the report will be brought back to the board for discussion. Funding for the study was provided by the Ministry of Municipal Affairs in the form of a restructure planning grant, not to include electoral area F leaving the CSRD. The full report is available at csrd.bc.ca in the April 19 agenda package.